The Battle of Bridget's Wedding.
No, look, on my holidays I did organise a lot. There is a lot going on. There really is. It's all little things. So, you know, down to chair hire, to council approval, to invites, to arbours and the dress and the cake and the flowers and the chairs and the back and forth. With, you know, like one cake is 15 emails back and forth.
But you're not happy.
No, no, it's not that I'm not happy. It's just that I think in this day and age that, that the blokes, or sometimes in this situation the chicks, you just shouldn't leave it up to one partner to do most of it.
But too many cooks spoil the broth. Let's make it, let's say, like, it's so much easier. One person does it all.
It's not a broth, it's a wedding.
They know what they want.
Oh,
it's so much easier.
I'm not like that. And you know that. I'm not this bridezilla. I don't care. I'd rather make decisions together. And some things, Jamie would be watching telly and I'd be like, so are we happy with this arbor? Are we happy with these chairs? He'd be like, I just, you know, do we have to make all these decisions? I'm like, it's not hard. I'm doing the work here.
Okay.
All I need is a yes or no off you. I just think when blokes propose and they think that's the end of the deal, then the women organise everything.
Ron from Bigger Rewarders, 13-27-10. Whose side are you on here, mate?
Guys, I reckon Jamie's done the right thing. If anything, just to save his own neck.
We agree with you, Ron.
Ron, why do you think, oh, we're all bridezillas and scary? Ron, listen to me. I am not that kind of woman. I'm all in for any ideas, anything he wants to organise, I'll be happy. Even if the flowers are the wrong colour, whatever. Oh, stop it.
Bridge, I had to say this, love, but I watched my daughter, a very, very loving young woman, on the day of a wedding. Her husband at the time of to be picked the wrong colour on the napkins.
Oh,
no. I saw my daughter in a completely different light that day. I was afraid to go near her.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Oh,
she is, actually. She's joining us right now.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right, Jen in Mudjabar. Hello, Jen. What do you think? It should be that the blokes actually do help out a bit more when it comes to wedding planning. I think it's a cop-out.
I totally agree with you, Bridge, 100%. I organised everything for our wedding. All he had to do was turn up on the day, and he was the one who ended up having the panic attack on the day.
Did he turn up, though?
He totally turned up. He had to have a very stressful morning of playing a game of golf with him, you know, his mate.
There we go, yeah.
And he was, and it was so funny that night when we've got through, we had a beautiful wedding, but there were a few dramas on the day. I'm sure that won't happen to you, Bridge. But we were talking about it, and he goes, oh, yeah, I didn't think I was going to make it. He goes, I was so sick this morning. And when he told me the symptoms, I looked at him and I went, dude, that's a panic attack.
That's hilarious. Jen.
I am a professional organiser, so I do tend to take things
I have a business
and stuff, so I do that, and I know that, you know, I probably go a little OTT with the making sure everything's right kind of checklist thing, but yeah, seriously, like, they do need to help more.
If I could do it again, Jen, I would get you to organise this, seriously.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Well, you never know, the way this conversation's going, you might have to do it again. In fact, we've got someone that wants to weigh in on this right now, actually. Yeah,
we certainly have. And good morning, Jamie. Now, you just don't you don't want to tread on the organiser's toes, do you?
Look, I don't think treading on the organiser's toes is a very good idea. But listen, I was listening at the beginning of the segment, and Bridget did mention something about mentioning to me watching TV about which arbor we should go for,
right,
and me having a little bit of a sideways comment glance, obviously watching something else. I just want to put it out there. Which arbor did we decide to go on?
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Yeah.
I wanted a driftwood one.
Right.
Jamie found a better one in Gumtree.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
See?
I'll give you that. Done.
Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case.
Oh, come on. Don't you get cocky right now. Hey, listen, what about, you know, I said we want a surfboard for the beach. We just want you to just spray paint it. And I had to remind you last night, you're like, just put a list together for me. I'm like, can you just do it?
Did you organise the music?
No, exactly. Well, I mean, look, Bridget definitely is going to be involved in picking a lot of the stuff. But again, who's going to be making the surfboard? Who's going to be putting it out there? But, nah, look, in all fairness, she's done an amazing job. You should have seen her. just.
So what have you done?
During the holidays.
Here we go.
What have you done?
What
have you done?
Blowing her absolute lid just.
What have like, you done?
She had 15 conversations on the boil at one time and it was just manic.
Jamie, can I just ask, what have you done? Because I organise a lot of this.
What have I done? apart from being an equal partner in all conversations up until the decision point
of saying I do,
putting in as much information and ideas as the other party, I've sat back
just in the tally
and allowed her to make a final decision. I think that that's an honourable way to go.
I reckon you've got one thing. Bridge, you better write his wedding speech.
You know what? You can't just call me surprisedly without me having a list together. That's wrong.
Jamie, thank you. I'll see you at home later on. I appreciate that. Cherie just texted me. Interesting, Peter. Said, Peter asked me where we were getting married the day before. He flew in on Friday night to New Zealand and left on Sunday afternoon.
And she's the luckiest lady in the world. Go.